Tausch starts right on time at 11:12. Michael has returned to the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channel. Gesundheit.
I had my mic off. You shouldn't have been able to hear that. Well, I sneezed with my mic way up.
And your shirt covering your face. What happens with the... Anyway. I love Tausch and Jason. And I love wine, women, and song. Well, there's your five. Tausch, Jason, wine, women, and song for Michael.
Well, there you go.
See? Happy guy. Sports, music, love, peace, and happiness also. Jesse, just for you. So see? Michael, all full of happiness.
A lot of things. That's good.
I am happy today because at long last, we get to talk to the coordinators, who we have not spoken to since before the loss to the Eagles in the NFC wild card playoff round. I personally would lobby for an opportunity to talk to them after the season right away and get their thoughts on how the season went, but that's not how things function over there at 1265, so this will be the first time. I am curious, Tausch, what is top of mind for you, for Steno, Rich Bisaccia, and of course my guy Jeff Hafley?
I think when the big question mark, I think, for me is, does Jeff Hafley think this defense as currently constructed is going to be how much better than last year? And the reason I would ask that is because I think fans look at what the offseason brought, and it wasn't the moves that we all were anticipating to make this defense better. I think in it just reaffirmed my belief when we talked to LaFleur up at the draft. He feels really good about where this defense is. Like, really good, to the point where you and I both knew they were drafting offense in the first round. Like, that's the vibes he gave out, and that was the result that ended up coming. So where Hafley looks at what's going to be the biggest improvement points for this year's defense, and I'm guessing his big response is going to be Edgerrin Cooper. I think he is banking on a big boy season from Edgerrin Cooper, and when you add that layer to it, this defense, which, by the way, at the end of the season last year was really good, I think he's looking at this defense being more consistent and even better than what they were last year.
I am also curious what more there is out there for the pass rush, and the fact that they did add pass rushers in the fourth, fifth, and sixth round, right? They added Baron Sorrell in the fourth round, Colin Oliver in the fifth round. Those two guys are defensive ends in their system. And then Warren Brinson in the sixth round, an interior lineman. Goody says fourth round picks are premium picks. I'm not sure I agree. They're certainly important. I'm not saying they're not. But when I think of premium picks, I think of day one and less or so day two. And that's when they added these three guys to that mix. Goody came out and said very clearly throughout the offseason that he believed they had what they needed in terms of a pass rush. They did not reach for one on day one or day two in terms of an edge rusher. So I'm eager to see what Jeff Hafley thinks. But you're right, and I go back to what Matt LaFleur said, and I'm going to go back on the ESPN Wisconsin app to listen to that again to hear exactly what he said about the defense, because you're not wrong. The two things that were noticeable, and by the way, if you don't have the ESPN Wisconsin app, that's where the entire interview with Matt LaFleur that we had at the Tundra Trio on the Thursday of the draft, right before they picked Matthew Golden. One was how he felt about the defense. Two was he had this sly, smirky vibe that I think he thought he was getting a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Maybe I read him wrong, but he ultimately did get a wide receiver. In fact, he got two of them. He got another one the next day. So I am curious from a pass rush perspective, because we spent some time late last week. I don't think it's wrong, if you're a fan or if you're a beat writer, to say that it's time, it is time for Rashawn Gary to play like the guy who got a $96 million contract. I don't think that's harsh. I don't think that's overly harsh criticism of him. And we've given him the ACL explanation. I don't want to say excuse, but he did that during the 22 season. He came back in 23 and played the entire season. It was quick turnaround. He'd been injured in November. But last season, then the explanation / excuse was, well, now they're in the new system. I think we're out of explanations for him now. It's time for him, if he's ever going to be elite, now's the time for him to do it. And we'll see if that occurs. I know that there are going to be fans that want me to get after Bisaccia.
About what?
I don't know. Fans are always frustrated with special teams. They have a kicker who isn't going to miss all the time. We don't know what the return game is going to look like. We don't know if Keyshawn Nixon will indeed be CB1, and if so, if that'll be the end of his return work, if Savion Williams is going to do that, if Mecole Hardman is going to do it, if Jaden Reed is going to do it. So there's some questions there, and they have had some changeover once again in terms of their personnel on special teams. No more Ballantyne, no more Robert Rochelle, no more Eric Wilson. They did bring Christian Welch back. But again, I'm amazed, and maybe this is just me. I know they like to call it we fence and make it sound like it's a third of the game, which I know is what is preached. But I feel like the Packers fan base cares more about special teams than most other fan bases, and it's primarily because it's never very good or never good enough.
No.
Is that fair or is that unfair?
No, I think that's just you being here and covering the team extensively. I think if you ask Bears fans, they look at the we fence as being a big part of what they do. Yeah, I think if you look at what Baltimore does or the Eagles do, or there's
I'm not
lot
talking about
of
the team.
That,
I'm talking about the fan base. Do you think Bears fans are really interested in their special teams work?
Yeah, because that usually is a big part of how they score.
Because they can't score
so
offensively.
I actually think Green Bay has looked at special teams in a don't screw it up fashion much more than, especially when you've had two quarterbacks of the caliber of Favre and Rodgers. I think most Packer fans have looked at it, and I can remember when Mike McCarthy said, "Just fair catch it, just take the touchback, get the ball in Aaron Rodgers' hands." And that mentality reeks through a locker room, and it might be part of the conundrum that you leave with an average to below average special teams, because you get what you emphasize in coaching. And when your coaches are saying certain things, players hear that and they say, we're an afterthought. Don't screw it up. And everybody that knows anything about sports, the moment you start looking at, well, just don't screw it up, It's when you screw it up. You need to be in attack mode, and we are going to make a difference. We are going to be a part of the solution and not just don't become a problem. I think when you have the attitude of that, that's what Bisaccia has tried to instill, and I think with some of the success we've seen with Keyshawn Nixon, and now you hopefully have a kicker that you feel comfortable with, instead of, oh, boy, do we have to go for it on fourth down because we don't trust our kicker? Those days are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's putting Bisaccia in a much better spot to have a better season on the special team side of it.
I have some requests in the YouTube comments. Discuss Taylor Elgersma some more. I also want to ask you.
Don't you know?
Take off, eh, you hoser?
Ah, yeah.
That's an old reference right there, the McKenzie brothers. I also want to ask Tausch, what does he think of the way we draw out into a 3-day period the NFL schedule release? I mean, we know the opponents. We even know where the games are being played for the vast majority of the games.
For the
not
most part.
All, but for the vast majority of the games.
Depends,
we know
if you listen
the
to Ben Brust Reporter.
But we got games being announced today. We got them being announced tomorrow. We got some being announced on Wednesday morning. And then finally, Wednesday evening, the schedule will come out in full. I want to discuss a little bit about how they milk this in the National Football League. That and some Taylor Elgersma by request are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Dancing.
Things from the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed, one which will allow me to read on the radio, because this guy is a guy that we've been interested in on this program, even if we don't think the Packers or don't know if the Packers are interested in him. Trey Hendrickson's statement today to ESPN per Adam Schefter: no communication has taken place between my camp and the organization, meaning the Bengals organization, post-draft. The offers, contract offers, I assume is what he means, prior to the draft did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised last offseason if I continued to play at a high level. Coaches are aware of these past conversations. Rather than using collaboration to get us to a point to bring me home to the team, they are no longer communicating. I have been eagerly awaiting a resolution of this situation, but that's hard to do when there is no discussion and an evident lack of interest in reaching mutual goals.
Huh. Oh, snap.
That's a lot of words. Will any of them lead to Trey Hendrickson being a Green Bay Packer?
Well, I would say it's more likely that that happens than it was 5 minutes ago before I saw that statement.
Okay.
Now, do I think the bottom line is Trey Hendrickson wants a big boy deal?
He does, and he's 30 years
Without having a big boy deal, I don't think he's going to be that interested in going anywhere. Do the Packers typically pay 30-year-old plus guys $35 million plus? The answer is no, they don't.
No.
And then on top of that, give up a premium draft pick? No, they don't. So this would be more along the trade deadline type deal, rent a player type of deal. And it doesn't sound like Trey Hendrickson's all that interested in playing anywhere at this price point. So the Bengals, they went and spent big on their wide receivers. Their defense stunk last year.
Indeed.
Whether or not they figure something out, I would be very, very surprised if Brian Gutekunst looks at this and says, all right, I'll give up a premium pick and I want to pay Trey Hendrickson a big boy deal that he deserves and that he wants, when he has not shown that inkling really ever. So, no. To put a bow on it, it makes you feel like there's more of a chance because Cincinnati is not showing any interest in doing it. But I don't see this as a Gutekunst move.
A chance to have a chance at a chance. Secondly, the poll question: if Giannis were to leave the Milwaukee Bucks this offseason, who would you be most upset with? Currently, the Bucks leading the balloting at 49.7% of the vote. I won't be upset is second at 44.5% of the vote, which means that 5.8% voted a Giannis. That's not very many.
It's very low.
Very low.
And it shouldn't be very. That's about where it should be.
Okay.
This isn't going to be on Giannis.
You're just being Giannis with us.
I think Giannis, in his heart of hearts, would love to stay and finish his career in Milwaukee if he sees any pathway back to winning at a big level. I don't know where he's going to find that pathway, and that's up to the organization to try and find that. But I think in his heart of hearts, I think he's comfortable and he likes it here. And especially if Governor Evers gives him that tax exemption on the state income, I think that is a sprinkler that we can all get on board with. I do.
We can discuss that during our next match at the Pickler between the governor and his wife and you and Jesse, since you don't want me as your partner. Quickly.
Sounds like you've become a heck of a tennis player in the last 3 weeks.
It has been really fun. I'm excited. Sid's got another match tomorrow. It's her last match of the season, and it has been a revelation. It's been really fun, and I've enjoyed playing with her. Tony is in the YouTube comments. He's actually supportive of trivia.
Most people are.
He's also, unlike many, curious about what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. But most importantly, Tony had a rough night at the local, I'm not sure which casino he was at. I know he was very interested in our trip to Rockford. I don't think he road tripped all the way to Rockford.
June 18th. Meet us there.
He said he had
57 minutes door to door.
Depending on which door you have.
And that's with Jesse driving, too, FYI. No offense, Jesse.
Why are you toasting? That like sends totally the wrong message.
I don't know.
While we're talking about you driving.
None taken. No offense.
All right, anyway, back to Tony. After a terrible session at my casino last night, I stopped at Quick Trip in Hales Corners at 2:30 in the morning, got sandwiches, boneless chicken tenders, and now, as he listens to our show, hey, Tausch, I'm having leftover boneless chicken tenders for breakfast this morning.
Let's go.
Quick Trip.
Let's go. Yeah, I still want to see someone, and maybe it'll be me. Maybe I need to go and do this. I think you can get four full meals for four out of that rotisserie
chicken. Out of one
chicken. I do.
Even
yes.
For a heavy set fella like yourself.
Well, I'm yes. I do think so. Again, soup is going to have to be one of the meals. Like, soup will have to be one. And then I think you could definitely
and a chicken
go,
for real mixed in with
maybe.
Snickers.
Yeah, maybe.
And then there's certain reporters who finish the chicken and say, what else you got?
Well, I think you could do a buffalo chicken dip. So you have your normal chicken meal.
That's
where
not
you just
a meal.
Rip the chicken. You rip the chicken off the bone. You throw some mashed potatoes down. That's a meal. Bam. That's one. The soup. Bam. Two. Buffalo chicken dip. Bam. That's three. And then I think you go with your soup or you got your enchilada. Those
you
are your four
did a soup.
That I would
how
recommend.
How many soups can you? How many soups can be a meal?
Buffalo chicken dip is not a meal.
No. Don't you have to do like a little sandwich? You get the Quickery bread for 99 cents.
Okay. I'm open to suggestions here, fellas. Jesse,
you
if
though?
You decided, you told Becca, hey, I got us covered for the week. Can you pull off a four-day work week, right? Because you don't usually work on Fridays. Four-day work week. You go, can you get to Thursday making a dinner with this rotisserie chicken?
Doesn't Quick Trip want you to come in more often as opposed to trying
no,
to make
do.
Your chicken well, it, last all week?
I think they want both. I think they want to feel like you're getting a great value, and you are.
So is
$6.99 for a rotisserie chicken?
Is the challenge now four meals or 4 days of food from just the chicken?
And four only meals. One chicken? That's a lot of heavy lifting
yes.
for
yeah.
one chicken.
Four meals.
We'll try it at some point.
No, you won't.
Yeah, we will. I'll get Becca to sign
Musty
up for
Mac
it.
Musty Mac
yeah, we can
with
do
a
it.
Tiny little bit of
that's
chicken.
That's another one you can do. Make some pasta, throw some chicken in the pasta, a little cream
uh-huh.
sauce.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
All right. I'm just happy that Tony is so loyal to the show and loyal to Quick Trip, even after a tough night at the local casino. Whoa Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
To let it get away on the road. It is time for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
End of an era in the National Football League over the weekend, guys. Former New Orleans Saints quarterback Derek Carr announcing
the guy you wanted the pack to trade for.
Announcing his retirement after 11 seasons in the National Football League. A career record
you
of
go ahead. You want to make a friendly wager, Jesse, that you can get 5 meals out of rotisserie chicken, or Derek Carr is not going to stay retired.
Interesting. I think he's going to stay retired because, as in this report from over the weekend, his retirement ends, quote, a month of uncertainty about his future due to a right shoulder injury in his throwing arm. News of Carr's injury was made public in early April before the beginning of the team's offseason workout program, but Carr and the Saints had been publicly quiet about the details of it until Saturday. Goes on to say that it's going to impact how well he can throw the football, like, forever.
Yeah, he's cooked.
Strength of arm is never going to come back to what it was. So I think once you get to that point as a quarterback of his stature, you say, no thanks.
You guys are cute. You guys are cute. This was, yes,
condescending touch time.
No, this was financial, and you guys know it. There was a battle going on between a $10 million roster bonus, $30 million in guarantees, whether or not they're going to come after old signing bonus. They didn't want Derek Carr back. Derek Carr didn't want to be there. They needed to figure it out. Yes, am I saying that he doesn't have a shoulder injury? Of course he does. Do I think that this is it for Derek Carr? No. I think he's out this season. I think he makes a comeback. And I will be patiently awaiting when that happens. Y'all saying, ah, dang it, old T.
Right again.
Right again.
I'll make that wager.
Okay.
Let's be honest here. Your track record on diagnosing what may or may not be going on with Derek Carr is spotty at best.
So play the hypothetical with me here.
I'd love to.
Where would we be today if, what was it, 3 years ago? The Packers trade, I don't even remember who was on the team that I was wanting to trade. Was it Aaron Rodgers to the Raiders for Derek Carr and a first or two firsts? And then
it was your idea.
Because the whole thing was Devontae was going to stay in Green Bay. So it was before the Devontae Adams trade. So Devontae stays in Green Bay. The Packers send Aaron Rodgers, coming off an MVP season, to the Raiders for Derek Carr and two firsts. Jordan Love moves on to the Colts or wherever he goes next. Derek Carr, the Packers draft another quarterback sometime in the last couple of years that they're developing to potentially take over for Carr should he, I don't know, retire. Would the Packers be in a better place with more postseason success than they were or than they are now?
No. Thank God you're not the general manager.
But Devontae would still be here. I'm curious, if I may interject into Woe Nelly briefly. You guys drove down, Jesse driving Miss Daisy, to Rockford. I filled out all of the, Illinois Tollway information, put in my license plate, my vehicle, and everything else. I still don't have any tolls to pay. Should I be concerned? Because I went through the drive-through, and then we'll bill you later. Is that what you guys did? Did you get billed already, Jesse?
I haven't looked, which Becca would yell at me because she always says I should pay it the second I get back because I've forgotten.
Because otherwise you forget. That's what I tried to do. Mm-hmm. Becca with good advice there.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to forget about this and suddenly I'm going to have a bill from them.
It might
that
show
was
up.
Thursday.
It might show up like, I mean, granted, I don't have the best history, just like Derek Carr predictions of paying my tolls when I get back from Illinois. I think it might show up like 7 days later. I think you're good. You'll be all right. I'll keep an eye on it. I'll let you know when mine show up. How about that? We're in
Thank
this together.
Thank you for your service, even though you just admitted you don't pay attention, so I should be concerned.
Yep.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly. How do they identify, if you block your license plate, how do they identify your car?
Well, I don't think they can.
Yeah,
I think that's why you're not supposed to have
illegal.
Those things on there.
Have what things on there?
Those little blocker things that cover up the...
Well, what if you put LAF, license applied for, on there?
Thanks, like thanks for explaining what that stands for.
I mean, how do they identify
you? We used to do that for our mopeds back in the day. We just slap an LAF on the back of it, and everybody just said, those boys are applied for their license.
Whoa,
they're good.
Nelly.
They're good.
What did Chili say about that?
Yeah, you ended up getting tickets not applied for.
Whoa, Nelly. Sorry.
Laugh.
I didn't mean
Whoa,
that.
Whoa, Nelly.
Becca's friend, Heather, went to her cousin's graduation at the University of Wisconsin-Madison over the weekend at Camp Randall Stadium.
What a madhouse this weekend was down there.
Oh, yeah. Whew. Graduation weekend is always the worst in downtown Madison
well,
to try and drive
weekend.
Around.
Oh, can we please split prom weekends and graduation weekends up in the greater Dane County community? Like, what are we doing? Like, split it up. Come on. Well, and Mother's Day? Like, what? You want to stimulate the economy in the greater area? Have different weekends. Don't pile it all into one weekend. Now, what are we doing
here? You're limited. Like, college graduation has to take place a certain time of the year.
Put prom in April. Let's put prom in April.
But then it's not the end of the year.
What's the harm in that?
You got 3 more months before school gets out if you put prom too early.
What world do you live in? School's out first week of June.
You got spring break, so you can't do prom over spring break.
Spring break's in April? No, it's not. It's not.
Whoa, Nelly!
As much as I would love to entertain
this. Jason, you had 72 things shoved into this weekend. Maybe put graduation next weekend after Mother's Day? What, now all of a sudden these kids get out, like, it's the first week in May? All right, get out of here. Send them home before Memorial Day. Finals are the weekend before Memorial Day. You got Mother's Day before that. You got prom before that. Hey, everything's solved. Well, you're welcome, Dane County and every other area of town.
Because Taush
you
was
just
inconvenienced
solved all that
by
no,
the trap.
Then everyone's doing...
No, it wasn't even inconvenience.
You want everybody
it was a madhouse,
studying and doing
better.
Finals over Mother's Day weekend? They're not even going to have time to go
sure.
see their moms and say Happy Mother's Day and go to dinner. They're going to be studying.
Their moms want them to do well in school. That's what they want.
Okay. I'm not sure if this is all accurate. First of all, the date today is Monday, May 12th. I feel like graduation for the University of Wisconsin is always in the mid-teens of May.
It's usually Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
It's usually the same weekend.
Now, to your point, if I'm...
Do it the week before Memorial Day.
How about the high schools just do prom 1 week later?
No, you do prom earlier.
Why can't prom go next week? Yeah. Put prom the week before Memorial Day.
Who do you think you are dictating prom?
In fact, you know what they could do? They could put prom on Memorial Day weekend, and then you get an extra day to sleep before you go back to school for the home stretch.
No. No.
Well, why? Taush has spoken on this matter.
Why not?
We're done.
All
Memorial Day needs to. Memorial Day, I think, gets poo-pooed a little bit anyway. So, no, we're not messing with Memorial Day. I just gave you the solution. Kids should be in school another week. It's fine. Everything will be fine. Get them out before Memorial Day so they can be home for Memorial Day weekend with their friends and family. Prom is the last weekend in April. Everything else gets shifted. Now you're getting bing, bang, boom for these restaurants and all these. You're not jamming everybody in. everybody is going to it's going to just be that much more of a boom for all these restaurants and hoteliers.
Okay, so we have a good friend of the show,
hoteliers.
Let's ask Tommy over at Buck.
You know I'm right, guys. You know I'm right.
I don't think you're right about. I think you can just move prom back a week.
Yeah. You know what? Shove it. You know what? Let's get every NFL. Let's just shove everything into just Sundays then. We don't spread anything out anymore, Jason.
Who said anything about a Sunday being when the prom was?
No, I'm talking about NFL schedule. No more games except for Sunday. And no windows. Keep it all jammed into one window because that will maximize your revenue. Everybody should start looking at how the NFL does it and say,
you're right. Thursday night prom is the way to go here.
Thursday night.
Don't be dumb. No. Jesse, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that, Jesse.
Thursday night prom. Give everyone off of school on a Friday in April. I'm in. Yep.
Get out of here.
Save some money. Event space cheaper on Thursdays.
We just moved prom. That's all you needed to do here. You want to move prom, you want to move graduation, all for Mother's Day? How was Diane for Mother's Day, by the way?
I think Mother's Day got poo-pooed a little bit this year because of all this other
Mother's Day has a tough draw with graduation and proms. Yeah, Tausch is
move
right.
Move all of them.
Neither of which
move
Tausch had.
Move all of them.
All you had was Mother's Day. You didn't have
it's not about
a graduation.
Jason, it's not
you
about me. It's
have
for the rest.
A prom,
Jason.
Tausch?
It's all for the rest. It's for the restaurateurs and the hoteliers and all of the businesses. You get to do everything. And if you are so fortunate that you're tied up with a Mother's Day and you have a graduation and you have a kid going to prom, now you're shoving everything into one day. You can spread it out over 3 weeks and maximize the love of your family.
No one
you
wants
get a
to
maximization
move prom
for
to April.
You no get one. A maximization of prom, hoteliers, restaurateurs, the whole bit. Everybody
Please
wins.
Stop saying
Tell me
hoteliers.
Why I'm crazy.
I want more.
Would
of
you
it.
Go eat an enchilada on the peninsula?
Kayla in Sun Prairie asked a great question on the Carbless talk and text line. Tausch, would you go to the Sun Prairie school board meeting to pitch this idea? And can we live stream that on basic
here we
cable
go.
Somewhere?
How much do you care? How much do you really care?
Can we get Tausch in front of the school board pitching Thursday night, April prom?
Also,
I will pitch. No,
out,
no, no. I will pitch our Chancellor Mnookin on the graduation being the week before Memorial Day. I'll do that for certain.
Also, a few people have commented that if you'd have run for governor and won when they were trying to draft you to do so, you could be the person who tells Giannis that he
Giannis
doesn't have to pay
stay.
Income taxes
Fixing prom.
If he stays
I would
with
accept,
the Bucks.
Yeah.
If I ever ran for governor, and if it did it soon, Giannis' exemption of tax status would be at the top of my list. Yep.
What party would you
and
run
then we'd
under?
Move prom, graduation, and everything.
Whoa, Nelly!
We want to help the hoteliers and the restaurateurs.
All right, we need to go. We need to wrap up the show, and we'll do it next. Oh, my God. It's Will D. Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
You still want to see that steady play, that steady improvement, and you didn't get it from Jordan Love?
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That just makes the stakes that much higher this season.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
The last word goes to Erica on the Carbless Talk and Text line via Jesse.
April's a little cold for prom, Tausch. Hard to wear a pretty dress while needing a winter coat.
He don't care. Heavy set fella don't care.
To which I would say May is a little warm for the fellas wearing their full suits.
No, it's
so.
Not.
Burn. And you don't know what, and Erica's right, you don't know what April's bringing. And it's the end of April.
April showers bring
gardens.
May flowers.
April could have snowstorms.
Oh, you're planting gardens. Big gardens excited about late April.
All right. I'm just going to say this. You were a lot today.
Great idea.
You were a lot
what?
Today. But in a good way, mostly.
What does that mean?
You know what it means.
You're going to
you
give
just
up
don't
your
like
peacock
the hoteliers
stance over Michael
and
Jordan.
The gardeners.
Yes. I've taken this stand, and now Michael Jordan is occasionally going to appear on Peacock, and I'm signing up. That's it for us today. I'm on my way to Lambeau to talk to the coordinators. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.